The system, the image you are viewing, is an encapsulation of the world conspiracy that reigns despotically over the earth and can only be called the system, as there is no better or more desirable term available. Truly, it is a system, a collective or gathering of elements which are interrelated through strict causality and whose elements can be detected in all of the others which exert their influence in keeping any rogue element in line, in its strictly limited position within the system. The system operates or functions based upon information received from above, from the demiurge and Jehovah, his creation underneath him, as a spider in an intricate web of spiritual or other demonic strands along which are transmitted dictates and directions that impinge upon the lower levels of the hierarchy and determine in large part their motions, as a sound wave is mediated through the string of an instrument to transmit sound, or as light is refracted through a crystal. So too the dictates of Jehovah are mediated through the hierarchy, as above so below. The structure of the hierarchy is of a trapezoidal shape on the material and lower astral planes, above which Jehovah and the demiurge serve as primum mobile and exert their arbitrary sway through the causal nexus of spatio-temporality, the matrix of illusion, which is the trapezoidal structure of the material and lower astral planes. According to Miguel Serrano in his book Manu, for the man to come, Jehovah has occupied the planet Saturn, holding it, a planetary archon, captive, and having created the rings around it made of ice crystals that serve as an electromagnetic transmission station that transmits the vibrational frequencies and messages that enslave the planet in an electromagnetic matrix. This matrix is keeping all conscious, sentient life in a state of lower vibrational consciousness, thereby preventing the Earth, Gaia Sophia and her denizens from maintaining their first estate, EA. A high vibrational frequency spiritual state, the state of first Hyperborea, or the Greenland as it was called in Egypt. According to Joy of Satan Ministries, Jehovah YHVH is a coterie of reptiloid appearing aliens who have control of the planet and are using it as their colony. They fly around the solar system in cube-shaped spaceships as depicted in Star Trek The Next Generation by its Jewish creator, a revelation of the method to inform the populace of Goyim what Jehovah is doing as a means of discharging their karma. Norman Bergrun's The Ringmakers of Saturn has revealed photographic evidence showing spacecraft that manufacture and repair Saturn's ice rings, and David Icke has presented sound argumentation in his Moon Saturn Matrix presentation to explain how the reptilians are enslaving the population via their electromagnetic control grid generated from Saturn. Thus Jehovah is this coterie of beings, and perhaps a greater singular being who leads this coterie, who exerts control over Gaia Gerda, the Earth, through and from Saturn, possibly the hexagonal vortex on the south pole of Saturn, generating the gravitational waves through the agency of Jehovah. This the writer cannot with certainty ascertain. Below Jehovah are the angels, who are the dark energy matter entities which serve as his messengers, and reptilian aliens, who are the Jews' progenitors, who have mixed themselves with anthropoids on the earth through genetic engineering, which mixture is called the Jews today. The Jews are the physical instruments of their dark lord Jehovah. They are cybernetic robots who carry out his will on the earth. They are a mediator between dark energy matter entities, reptiloid and grey alien slave robots on the mundane earth plane. They behave in a manner that is a reflection of their dark lord, and thus can be spoken of as Israel on lithe false god Jehovah. They operate as anyone who is sufficiently observant can see, as a hive mind on the earth, who carry out actions in a concealed effort to contrive to enslave the Goyim in the matrix as a means of absorbing their spirit energy in vivo and post-mortem through their endlessly minute techniques of creating lower vibrational frequency states of consciousness and coerced work slavery as means of having the Goyim release their bioenergy, through what is called work. Work being defined as the ability to produce, in this case producing a release of energy so that lower astral dark energy matter entities, reptilians and Jews can vampirize the energy of the slaves through quantum entanglement, through the ether and through the abstract representation of energy, EA. Money, the necessary condition of living in the Jewish occupation government matrix. Thus the matrix the non-Jews and Jews themselves are forced to live in is a global prison, A prison planet in a literal sense used to harvest the soul energy of its denizens through multifarious means. The Jews are influenced to the point of a strict control over their mind by Jehovah, their hive mind collective consciousness as in the case of the Borg in Star Trek, Next Generation, and assimilate into their lower level spiritual Israel all of the Shaboskoim they entice through prospects of fame and fortune as the protocols of the Elders of Zion speak of. Freemasonry is the trap into which the Jews at the behest of their Dark Lord ensnare the Goyim and which creates spiritual bonds which assimilate them into spiritual Israel, rendering them slaves at all levels and dimensions to the Jews. The Shabbos Goyim are then influenced from above through entity attachment. The more entrenched one becomes in the hierarchy through Freemasonic rituals, the higher up one goes, the more of a slave and robot of Jehovah one becomes. To ensure that the slaves never break their chains, they are bound by blood oaths through being forced to commit compromising actions such as the ritual murder of children, cannibalism, vampirism, pedophilic rape and torture, etc. This ensures loyalty, else one will be subject to the leakage of this material and consequent legal penalty, or merely subject to murder by the cabal. Not only the murder of themselves but of their family as a further incentive should they attempt to break away and martyrize themselves. Freemasonry is divided in the characteristically Jewish divide and conquer polarization mode, left-wing Scottish Rite Freemasonry and right-wing York Rite Freemasonry. This ensures some room for differences amongst the Shabbos Goyim, who are by nature not as tightly unified as the Jews, being of a more independent mind and who can be pitted against one another in a dialectical way by the Jews for their mutual destruction, liberal versus conservative, communist versus capitalist, etc. The Catholic orders of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc. are also present at this level of the hierarchy, only representative of a more rigidly conservative Christian character, thus appealing to that demographic group, hooking them ever deeper into the matrix. Below these higher echelon categories, which members are nearly exclusively from the upper caste of the plutocracy, are the bifurcated categories of left and right, each of which subsumes within itself the bulk of the population of more affluent intelligentsia at the higher end of the spectrum and the least intelligent masses who divide themselves based on their job function or lack thereof. Those of the lowest tier being completely apathetic and living purely for thrills and indulgence, having no identity beyond work and play, the brute labor of industry which they are coerced to undergo as condition of the reward of hedonistic abandon for a brief moment or two as their release from the iron manacle of work. To keep these lower tier drones in line and prevent them from massing either through their own efforts or through guidance from a rogue element at higher levels who has managed to cut through a few layers of the tissue of the matrix and see the light of truth, if only as one viewing the world through a kaleidoscope, or one of the rogue element seeking vengeance on the system for a personal slight, there exists the thin blue line, dividing the slaves from their masters, called police and military forces. These are conditioned through mind control to believe the system is God and that they are demigods whose alleged authority brooks no question and who are necessarily in the right at all times, justified in everything from abduction of the populace for ritual murder to outright murder should they, the enforcers, have the willingness and ability to do so at the behest of their chosen masters. The Jews are serviced first by the police and receiving greatest protection hide away in their gated communities across boulevards, rivers, on hills and away form the Goyim, who are packed into their particular area based on socio-economic class without regard for creed, color or religion. The class of slaves is stratified based on socio-economic class, which is determined by what constitutes value to the system, ultimately to Jehovah, the grand architect of the universe so-called in Freemasonry. At its height there exists the business sector, the highest echelon of which is comprised of Freemasons and lower-level Illuminist organizations. This tier is also overarched and interpenetrated by the bureaucratic hierarchy's lower levels. Subordinate to this are the lower-level business owners and underneath them tradespeople and those fulfilling a more rudimentary executive function, bleeding down to the lowest levels of what is crudely referred to as the labor pool of jobbers and transient workers, yea, proletarian slaves, plebeians, unter Menschen. The latter caste constitutes the lowest level of the hierarchy, the bedrock of the trapezoidal structure of basest lead crushing under its bulk the homeless, outcasts and welfare dependents not fortunate enough to struggle hard enough to stand on the necks of their peers to grasp the scraps cast before them with desperate frenzy. Such in summary is the hierarchy in its structure and function, a system of slavery designed as a sole form to vampirize the soul energy, the bioelectrical energy of the goyim, the non-Jews, and to transmit it up the hierarchy in the form of money, blood and energy towards the Dark Lord Jehovah. The system fears its rogue elements, those who are capable of displacing bricks in its walls, of creating fissures and cracks in the structure which may radiate outwards and further crumble to ruins eventually its seemingly infallible structure. That Jehovah is the blind god, the maniac monster who overvalues his own limited power just as do his servants the Jews, it follows from the premises that he is liable to err and that he will not be able to rein in through his minions all of the rogues who would, as part of the Luciferian rebellion, dismantle Zion, the trapezoidal structure of the system through effective action, detecting weak points and working towards the destruction of the Matrix and its architects of control. Those possessed of the Graal, the divine electron, the white race, are the only salvation for this world. Jehovah has turned all against the white race in his desperate attempt to destroy them, his only opponents, and thus the white race must fight and destroy the system and his control or perish in the attempt, liberating Gaia Gerda, the Earth Mother, and all of her denizens who have not betrayed the white race and sided with the dark forces. Victory or Valhalla,